Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody to tune in, everybody who wants to be a better version of themselves, better than what they are now. This is just about changing who you are. It's about being the best version of you you can be. That's what it's all about. Hello, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. All right, and with me tonight is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Organic, say hello. Organic? Organic. Organic?
Yeah, organic is here. You know how organic do it. If it ain't organic, what's the organic in it? You try to keep the ingredients, not just organic in it. It's organic. Another altitude of organic. Right? You don't think ingredients or something is just not just it's that, it's something better.
Yeah, natural, from the earth. None of those processed, cross-contaminated chemicals. None of that monosodium glutamate and high fructose corn syrup. Hey, have you heard the reports lately? They'll tell you that stuff is poison. But there's so much of that, not just in our food, but in who we are, in what we are. This is about fighting all that, really, honestly. Now, look. How do you see the change from the past to the change from the future? Okay. Now, you'll notice that it seems like, sometimes it seems like history has already been made, okay? Everybody already went out there and did everything, and we're set now. We don't need any more sacrifices. But that's just not true. There are things that are going on in the world. They're crying out for a hero, someone to step up and take the time to say, I am making my mark. Really. It's going on as we speak. I mean, really. We seem to be at a time when someone's got to make some kind of big personal sacrifices. Notice, okay? It's 7:01 here on the program, Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. We invite you to take the first step in change. Okay, call in. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I'm still basically crossing my fingers, hoping, praying someone's going to call in. I wonder if someone out there is listening that we're making a change, that they've decided they're going to make a change themselves. They're going to listen to us. Hopefully, someone will hear this.
Somebody talk about you, bro. I don't like to be obsessed with your phobias of things not happening. Then you're trying to spread that in my kind of concept. And I don't want that to happen, sir. So don't do that. Don't bring your negativity and your clear ability to understand. It don't matter if no one called in. It's the desire of who you're reaching and understanding how that niche is designing something better. For those that never even had an example, you're finding somebody that, in the world, this is just go unknown. The greatest people don't just go unknown. They have to go through all these people's oppositional moments and their problems that people wouldn't even allow them to even help them with their problem. And you'll realize the people that come along will appreciate the result. Don't dissolve the contamination like the drinking the Kool-Aid. You're sitting here trying to make things in an uncontaminated environment. You're trying to plant a seed so when people identify with things that's not right, it's like movies, right? All these movies that people make in society that's talking about people downfall, and people say, oh, that was a good downfall. I enjoyed that. Think about how somebody miserable moment. Somebody figure out how to embody the contamination in a way that it seemed like that was healthy. That's not healthy. We got people that are presenting miserable things from all parts of the world and then telling you they mad because they ain't been able to dictate the outcome of miserable, evil platforms. No one really tells you how to be successful in their native language. They tell you about all the boogeyman things, how they do. They're not even the one. You'll find out people that really the one change society, change history. It's good they never even had an example, never even had a template of how this really worked out. But they had desire. that desire, and that desire birthed something through all the oppositional moments. But selfish people, and they hidden, cross-contaminated, pressurized, biased infrastructure, they never appreciate information. Think about how many people you've seen in life.
Because where they came from, they didn't even want to acknowledge their ability.
And that's not even the person that had the politics. It was the people that was at the bottom. They didn't even want to acknowledge that. So they had something that's so selfish as an individual, because if it's about somebody changing life, change is always happening. Measurements is always being brought out. That means somebody's seeing what you need in your measurements. What is that means? A metaphor. That means your size is somebody's masterpiece of something that they say, oh, man, this is what I created. And it's your embracement that carries the cradle, that the spirits become more powerful, because some people do something and they didn't necessarily mean to do it, but it was so great in their desire. But this is all what they got. But if you embrace that, the harvest will become another birth, because they put everything in that. And I told you so much about this talk, dude. Stop talking about things in that kind of light. Even if you don't mean to be negative, in the light of success, you create this kind of infrastructure of being a misery kind of person to party pooper, right? And if you ain't been taught, you're a waste of time to be teaching yourself miserable more moments.
Everybody, this show is called Seeing the Chance from the Past, Being the Chance from the Future, hosted by one and only. You know his name. He'd been introduced to you by Talk Dude. My name is Comedy Organic OK, and this is host. And my co-host is DJ Butterfly CC's worst enemy, Dude Talk. And I call him DJ, you know, because he'd be DJing Talk Dude edition. So everyone, go ahead, Talk Dude. Go on. I'll be back in a moment.
Okay. I think me and him fight too much, just in general. And I don't mean to be pessimistic, wanting too much to basically just have a caller, but nice to know somebody's listening. Now listen, you take a moment, you want to ask yourself, honestly, how do you see the change? Do you see things in your life that should be changed? I mean, do you see those things, those little problems? A lot of us see them, but a lot of us say, I don't have the time and energy to make the change. That's it. That's how they get you. That's the complicated part. You know? We're all busy, and we'd all rather not. You want to make more time. You want to make friends. You want to make boyfriend, girlfriend, you want to get laid, you want to personally, well, you want to basically have a little bit more fun.
Come on, won't you spend more time spending the time with things that you enjoy doing? Don't spend the time on things that other people have different experience.
Yes, that is a very toxic habit. It really is.
So just talk about the things you're good at doing, and somebody can experience that. Experience what you're good at, right? And there's other things you may be good at some point in time, but it's like the process, right? You know, like when you're washing a car, you know when you're done because it's a process, right? You say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and do that. I'm going to clean and wipe this down. Once you get done, you say, oh, this looks good, right? Stop taking a clean car to a dirty place and things will be clean, right?
Yeah.
Don't even waste that energy. It's luxury. The thing that people don't tell you is the people that's able to be that most luxury in success, it's people that conquer the problem, not bring more problems, you know.
Well,
you
course,
bring more problems and not even knowing it because your mindset. We don't need to find problems. Problems are going to come to you. You don't need to find problems. Problems are going to come to you, and you don't want to be overwhelmed by something that you never had any kind of idea to control, because it never is, right? Right? So that's the thing that's offending you. You want to create this kind of narrative where the problem don't really bother with you because you're giving too many solutions, right? But
absolutely.
You're giving the problem more solutions to be more problems. Because how you babysitting it in a way that's not even healthy for success. Everybody, everyone out there that's getting ready to, you know, cause, you know, next week is, you know, technically –
the holiday, for those that celebrate the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've been a young guy, and, I've been around all this kind of capacity of people that even celebrate holidays. And I was telling them when I was a young person, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't bother that. But I don't want them to overcomplicate, you know, successful experience that people enjoy. Some people say, I don't celebrate holidays, but I like being around people that, you know, have positive vibes. And, you know, that's something that they say, well, you can do that all around the year. But I just feel like at the same time, I understand what people say about the meaning, the definition of what the holidays stand for in a backdrop, right? But everybody don't know what that means. Everybody not really experiencing from that part of the lacking of the knowledge. They experience it from, think about this. A good party, don't mean people going to enjoy it, right?
Absolutely. You got to know.
It's like the right intention, right? So think about how some of this labeled negative, but people took their time and invested. That means that they can change the actual outcome of what that meant. And even if it started off in what it can, you can actually change what it meant by your actual effort, right? People do it all the time. So when people try to just put you in a place where, oh, I don't celebrate holidays, oh, I don't do this, oh, I don't do that, it's people that don't celebrate holidays. And you wouldn't know it because they're so enlightening and so powerful and powerful. You know what I mean? They're so powerful, you're so powerful and powerful. That's just a reflex of an echo of success, right? And when you recognize some of those things, you're gonna come to recognize these things. It become a natural instinct of you figuring out. It's like when you're on the edge, you put a hair on the back of your neck stand up because you're in a situation where it's not safe, right? And if you're thinking like something's broken, you just keep talking. Well, bro, once you figure out how to see it fixed, and then talk when it's success, then you can see a different behavior from success. So instead of being somebody that's trying to fix something broken, when you don't know how to fix things that's not broken. See my point? That's just a metaphor. Everybody, I want you to appreciate the moment, because everybody that's giving you a moment, you might not recognize appreciation, but it's people in your life that wouldn't appreciate the moment that you have been remarkable and succeeded, right? So don't take it too lightly about everybody just giving you all the attention and time because it's been luxury, right? You heard when the water went dry,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's when the space come, right?
Yeah.
And wherever you at, it didn't say it was customized, how life's going to just make everything in place because you are going through an obstacle moment. So it's important that don't make the obstacle another obstacle. Right? So,
yeah.
But people got to nourish that. And one of the things you have to recognize, everybody don't want to be locked into a miserable connection just to have power, right? And you just, you know, it's like people abandon your experience so often. Why would you take this happy moment to be like a, you know, like a person that, it's a comedian, I don't know who came out with it, but the joke is, it's like bringing, you know, a relative to a family picnic. Not a family picnic. I heard I said family picnic, but job picnic. You may call me a
okay.
family.
Yeah, company picnic.
Company picnic, right?
Yeah.
And what happened? They beat the boss up. And guess what happened after they beat the boss up? You get fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I'm saying is, it's the concept of you. It's like bringing you to a business picnic, and you get us all fired because your behavior is not even appropriate. You know what I mean? Like, and you know people like that. You can't take them everywhere, right? And you gotta understand where you can take a person so they can be the best success in what they're about, right?
Right.
And I'm saying to you, if you're not successful, you're just able to say anything. You gotta know, bro. We're entertainment. I understand that, but you got to recognize how the mindset that you create is going to create other mindsets for others based on your power, right? The more power you have, the more people are going to utilize that power and utilize you maybe to use against yourself. You don't want that, do you?
Oh, God, no. I fear that. Every single day I wake up in a cold sweat worried that that's what I'm going to be. I don't want to turn out that way. I don't think any of our listeners do, too. I'm sure everybody out there.
Whoa.
When hear this is going to basically be thinking right on. You know.
Yeah, just something just happened. But yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
It's 7:15 here on the program. I'm seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Come on, make some change yourself. Mike, get involved. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Look how to be that change. Look, I think everybody basically should take a moment. Close your eyes. Imagine this version of yourself you want to be, this new improved version, this 2.0. Imagine that. Take a moment from it and then ask myself, how do I get there? Okay? What are the exact steps I take? I know it's going to be hard work, but you got to make sure it's the right kind of hard work. The wrong kind of hard work wastes your time, wastes your energy, makes you really, really tired. What is that? I'll be the best version of myself that I can be. We all do. And you know what? It's something that never has to stop. We're always progressing. That's the key. We don't just sit back and waste away. Some of us sit back and waste away when we get old. We're too tired to make an effort. We just want to quietly expire. When the real solution, what we need to do, never stop evolving somehow. Never stop improving. That change, it can be a glorious feeling. No, you're always doing right by yourself somehow. That's what I think a lot of this show is about. Don't you? A lot of background noise there.
Hey, the problem is you complain too much. Stop complaining about that. If you know it's there, why would you bring it up? Now,
because that's what
now,
the show's about.
Yeah, but you bring it up, it is not going to be your solution. If it's on my, if it's coming through the main line and you can't control it, what would you going to do? You can't do anything about it, right? So at the same time, most times it's not there, and you get in the habit of just being an annoying ass, and that makes everything annoying. Because you're just trying to be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not environmentally friendly when a person's an annoying asshole, when everything got to be their way, right? And when people just annoying ass, people don't like them, for one, and then they want accommodation that people didn't even give them. So it's like you're mostly begging, okay? That's the example I'm making. You're mostly begging, and you know you don't get this opportunity, but you want to take all the time in the world and take a luxury position that you don't have. You make it luxury. Your power you don't have, you trying to make it luxury. And that's another problem that you got to work on, bro. You don't have the luxury to have power like you're trying to make yourself have, and that's why you're having not the success you want, right? And when I'm telling you, when people do that, they kind of derail their success because they don't have the power that they want to have, but they keep taking that approach. It gives everybody a bitter taste. Because they think that the power is really something that they're trying to control. But the problem is really things that you're not able to control, just let that be. It makes sense. Just let things be. That's going to be the annoying ass. Because I don't have to allow you to be around on the platform with your annoying thing. And I don't want to hear you complain, well, I can do this. I don't hear that. We got to be successful collectively. You know, we're not monolithic, but an unsuccessful person that's at the – everybody in history has been destroyed by a weak person in their group. Most of the time, because the weak person is too selfish to take the actual position of just setting the hell up and appreciating the experience. But they all act like they had all that power from the beginning. You never had that power. Just understand. You never had the power, so you talk like you had the power. You never had the power. So understand what power you didn't have before to the power you have now. If you do that, you want to be so spoiled on your actual response you get from me. You spoiled, right? You spoiled in a position that you have created in your mind. You're more important than you really are. So now it becomes a conflict for you to even follow the collective understanding as far as the team effort. It's all, can you do this, can you do that, can you do this, can you do that. You just worry about what you can't control too much. And now it makes nothing successful in a position like, for example, and like somebody invited me out to a platform, not my engagement. They invite me out, allow me to, you know, have a, you know, accommodations, you know. But I'm at the level that free stuff is not in my portfolio, so it's going out for free. It's not even doing any good to go out for free. Someone has to pay me to come out to perform and do the et cetera. But I'm just saying, someone invite me out, they just can have a good time, and I just want to have a good time. And if they're engaging, I'm trying to tell them how to change everything. Hey, I don't like how these curtains is. I don't like, oh, this room. This room is like who decorated this? Like, who did the carpet? They're like, what? And think about if I couldn't afford this room. The room, instead of room, was $20,000, right? $20,000 room a night, and I'm there for 3 days. And I have to pay for nothing. I'm paying for food, none of that. I'm complaining. Oh, this got the best steak. I had a better steak than this before. You know, it's like, what are you complaining? You're complaining like, you know, it's like, we get it. Like, you know.
Hold on. I was never complaining. I was just making a statement.
You make a statement like that. I'm saying hypothetically, that's how it sounds. It sounds like you're complaining. Now, I know we're on a show to complain. The show is about seeing a change from the past, being a change for the future.
Yes.
And aligning the strengths. Now, I understand it's noise. But it's not in your power to change that, right? So, knowing you can't change it, what is your task to do? To make it obvious? Oh, the elephant's in this room. Hello? Can you hear me, everybody? The elephant's in this room. Hey. He knocked the wall down. Hey. It's like, you know, for those that get the example, that's the point I'm making. When I said asshole, this, see, everyone, you got to understand, this is a concept. This is like a stage, what we call like this college. They have like stage that you just keep building it up and you tear it down, build it up to see how the stage look, right? And I reference this thing to him all the time about him being an asshole, because this has always been this major punchline. I've been knowing this guy for 3 times. And this is everything that he's like, oh yeah, people call him asshole. I call him his asshole personality. Yeah, he have an asshole personality where he act like he's always a victim. He does. He's always a victim, and it gets annoying when someone becomes a victim from the actual engagement of them being a hostile party. They call it, soft hostile. Like, you soft hostile. And most time, you know, these things become a problem on a big scale, because people don't allow success to even become the outcome of experiencing the pleasurement moments. Now, take the fruit moments. We only got a few minutes and finish what you have to say. You know, you gotta remember this. Remember your point, and then we will go over it.
Okay. I think I made my point. My point was that basically I'm in this. I'm basically all about trying to get people to essentially see that change and be the change. And there are all these basically elements out there. They're going to sabotage them and whatever, and they can sidestep them. They can, the worst, that can really slow them down. If they're really that encouraged, if they're really that desire, you know, to basically be the best person, version of the person they could possibly be in 2.0, I mean, it's all just gravy. But look, I use myself as an example. You're the first one to tell me I've basically been doing a lot of cross-contamination myself. But don't give up. I tell myself that honestly, that poison just isn't going to cut it. I can weed that stuff out. I can learn to live without it. You see, it's like the guy who basically eats a lot of food that's bad for him. It tastes really good, but it's all chemicals. It's toxifying. It's slowing him down. Some people want this because it's cheaper, it's faster, it's more convenient, they're used to it. And some people want to die sooner. That's why they smoke and drink. It doesn't just feel good. They want to get close. They want to get to the grave sooner because they don't want to live a long life. Because life didn't do right very good by them. It didn't. It still doesn't. They just feel like they were cursed from the moment they popped out of the womb. The deck was stacked against them. But I'm telling them, they can purify themselves. I mean, they can basically get all better. You can see that personal change, and you can make those steps. They're there. They're there. I was complaining too much. I wasn't complaining. I know I'm making an observation. That's what we're supposed to do on this show. I did that. I mean that. I mean all of that. And I could be an example right there, like I said, but, well, my point is, really, I'm not just complaining. I'm not just talking about cross-contaminating. I'm talking about purifying, how they can live organically in every possible way. All right, no, Organic, you talk now. Organic, you talk.
See, one of the things that I'm saying to you is you got to understand how to go with the flow. I don't need you to be like an annoying teller. you like an annoying child teller that don't understand the punchline. So just be quiet. I said my point. Understand what I said and move on. If you got a remark to say that, but don't you just keep killing this space. You know, it's like you're killing this dead horse that's already dead. Now, why are you going to kill it again? You know, understand. When you're learning something you don't know, just learn it and appreciate it. Don't just try to be the person that's going to argue for something that you don't have an idea how to resolve your experience so it can be more successful. If somebody brings you something that is successful and you never recognize that, it's giving you a different position, appreciate it. Don't spend time like some people that's got up in their age, they stuck in their ways, they're going to die alone, and they try to convince you that that's the best thing. And then there's people that come to them, knowing this person don't know what they're talking about, and resisting something doesn't happen.
What?
They spend their whole time apologizing, feeling bad because they didn't know how important something is because they never had understanding how powerful something is beyond their understanding. When somebody gives you information beyond your understanding, beyond your comprehension, within the ability to change your life for the better, once you see what it is, and really be able to digest what you didn't understand, you go to another level of appreciation. And some of the people have been so caught in dictating outcomes that is beyond their abilities at other levels, but never let someone younger than them give them guidance as a leader. Right? That's why you see some of the people are talking about leadership. But the natural order leadership, natural birds and bees, is another part of leadership that allows men and women to be reconnected and reharvested, recycled, where they have a younger man could be with an older woman and change her whole mindset, change her whole harvest, change the whole leadership of where she started from with a better understanding, right? Vice versa. A younger woman could tell the same. See, that's why so long we're looking at how men see younger women. But if you look at it detached from that, because every man is not that age yet to even like that, because some men, they're not going to date older women. They're going to date their age. But understanding where the knowledge is on the whole ability that people are not even diving into from a better understanding. You allow so many times, you allow women to be cross-determined because of their age. They may not know what they need to know to change the whole based on the male ability as being the understanding of the leader at that point in time in life. For everybody, listen to this. Seeing the past in the past, being a sense of future. Time you are going to go K, goes Talk D, aka DJ Talk D. And you will listen to a moment where you're connecting with the time and the notes of your experience and tutoring yourself in a space where life can see better moments behind the scene and not be oppressed by it. Thank you, everyone. And long enough to, you know, connect and resist.
I want to thank you all for listening. You can pick up all our shows off the internet, off blogtalkradio.com. And when we're on the air, every Thursday at 7, we invite you to call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Once again, good people, you've been listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Listen to our message and experience it yourself. Get better. We want to invite you all to continue to listen to our shows and continue to listen to what we're all about. Thank you, and good night.